3, 2, 1.
Steve, welcome back. Short spell away.
Yeah, I had I would say a nice week off, but it wasn't really that nice. I was getting itchy feet. But glad to be back. The situation we're in, I feel I can help the club. So very, very glad to be back. And disappointed today, but I thought we had a good effort second half. Thought we showed a bit of fight, a lot of spirit, and you know, that's what we want to get back to.
So what actually happened last week? You left the club, and talk us through what happened in the rest of the week.
I left the club. Agreement was reached between me and the previous management. Left the club. I'd had a few offers on the table, actually. I wanted to go and not go too far away. I know Adi and Archie at Bath, so they said come down and have a couple of training sessions, see how your fitness is. So I went down there and I was enjoying it, to be fair. I enjoyed getting back into training, but you know, I knew that there was rumblings and such, so to speak, here. So I just sort of gave myself another week, and obviously it was a whirlwind 3 or 4 days so far. So you know, but that happens in football, and strange, you shouldn't really be shocked by anything, you know. And I wasn't, and I came back, and hopefully we can kick on from here.
Did you make the approach, or did the club approach you?
No, the club approached me, just saying, what are my plans? And I just said, not a lot at the moment. I've not committed to anything. And they said, I would love to have you back in a capacity, in some role. Would you like to come in and have a chat? So I came in, had a chat yesterday, and here I am.
And what's the position regarding your playing career? You registered as a player here still?
No, I'm a free agent at the moment. I'm just trying to get back fit. I've got sort of a persistent... It's bone bruising, a little bit of ligament damage, and it swells up now and again. But I'll be looking to try and get fit as soon as possible. So hopefully I can play again. We'll just have to wait and see on that one.
And there's nothing to stop you from playing for Cheltenham Town again?
No, I don't think so. No, I can re-register as a player. So that is a possibility, yeah.
Would you like to go back to playing?
I'd love to, yeah. Whether the body will allow it, that's yet to be seen. But... you know, yeah, I'd love to get back and play, yeah, of course.
So, was it different today, being on the bench under new manager?
It was different, but it felt great. You know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed leading the lads, creating a game plan, and getting the spirit back in the camp with Russ. I know we only had yesterday to do it, but I think we got a reaction from the boys. We started quite well, and then, you know, a little bit... nerves probably got in, and it was two sloppy goals, so we didn't give ourselves a platform. But I thought we got to grips with it midway through the first half, and second half we showed what we want to be all about this for the rest of the remainder of the season. So yeah, it was I've enjoyed it, to be honest. So hopefully we'll have a sit down next week and see where we go forward from here.
And is the plan to talk to the chairman about what happens? Because it was obviously originally only for one game, wasn't it? You and Russ,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So, I mean, the chairman calls the shots, so he'll probably be down the training ground, or we'll have a meeting next week, I'm sure. So, I'm sure we'll know more then. So, I can't really say what's going to happen at the moment.
But from a personal point of view?
I would love to stay. I'd love to stay and help the club in any way I can. It's disappointing, to say the least, see us in this position. So if I can help in any way, I'll be here till they need me.
I'm sure there's not an awful lot you can say, but can you put your finger on what went wrong under the previous regime?
Well, we got rid of players who we needed at the end of the day. You know, different managers have different views on things, but I personally thought we should have kept the majority of the squad together. I know you needed to release funds to get players in, but I think you need to everyone on board in difficult times. And Jason Taylor was, I think, not the mobilest of players. He'll admit that himself, but he was a leader, and he got people moving around the pitch, in my opinion, and up for a fight, which we're in at the moment. So, you know, I just think it's different views, different opinions, and it obviously didn't work out for him.
And when you look at the squad in your new role, do you think there's enough experience there?
You'd always like more experience, but I think we've got enough to get us out of this predicament easily. I think you know, with a fighting spirit. We've got pace up front now. We've got a presence up front. If the midfielders know the roles and responsibilities, it's not going to be pretty. It's not a time for pretty passing and expansive football. It's about digging in and getting teams turned and getting in the faces and getting further up the pitch. And the players who we've got can do that. So, yeah, I'm very confident.
And at a personal level, you must be very delighted by the reception. You've got lots of very positive messages for you and a great reception today.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. And hopefully I'll have even more at the end of the season if we stay up and I'm still here. But when we stay up, but yeah, it's great. And it just shows that you've done something right over the 5 seasons I've been here. So, if I can transmit that to the players and get them fighting for the cause, like we all are, then I'm sure we'll be fine.
Brilliant, thanks Steve.
Thanks so much.
Steve, you said you're happy to stay around in whatever capacity. Have you had any talks with even Russ about how any management team would work, or whether you'd be interested in becoming the manager yourself?
Well, like I said, we got the call yesterday. We was in yesterday morning pretty early, and it was a bit of a whirlwind, so we haven't really discussed anything. It was just a case of getting a team ready for the game today. So that's what we did. Anything that will be decided, I'm sure will be decided next week. And if needs be, we'll have to get the team ready for Friday at Accrington, which is going to be a tough game. I know how tough it is up there, but they'll be ready for sure.
Do you think you've got plenty to offer as a coach to this group, knowing them as well as you do?
I think so, yeah. I think I've got enthusiasm, hungry. I want the lads to do well. I want to bring some energy to the group. I think we're missing that. Just vibrant around the camp, you've got to enjoy it more than anything. If you don't enjoy coming to work, then what's the point? So we're just trying to get a good vibe and a good ethic and a good spirit around the camp. And I think after that second half performance, we're starting. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that all you really had time to do today? Was to work on that spirit and to get the place feeling unified again?
Yeah. Just make them believe. Make them believe the good players. I mean, the low on confidence. So. And the one thing about confidence is it's mental. It's a way of thinking. Physically, they're there. They're not going to get any fitter than they are now in the middle of February. So, it's just a mentality. It's the way they think, the way they think how they're playing, the way they think what they're doing. So it's just changing that, getting them all believing, getting them all on board, and all pulling in the same direction. And that's everybody. I mean, we had a meeting yesterday with the chairman and all the staff at the club, and we're all up for the fight and we're all ready. And as you saw today, all the fans are as well. So, it stands us in good stead for the remainder of the season.
You've had a lot of experiences in your career, Premier League, promotions, relegations. Have you ever experienced anything like this season for the sheer amount of drama and incidents?
No, not really. But I've been in the game long enough. You're never really surprised by anything in football now. And, is anything really a shock anymore in football? So things change quickly. We know they change in minutes, hours, days. So, that's football. That's a crazy world we're in. It's a crazy game and crazy things happen. And, it's just so happens to be Cheltenham this year. And but we're up for the fight and we're ready for it. And we'll make sure the players are.
It's something you can't think of being away from.
No.
The madhouse.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else at the moment, apart from here, ready for the fight. I'm enjoying it and I'm up for it.
Excellent.